From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. The government troops entered the city for the first time since 2014, when it was taken over by the Islamic State group. Major General Sami al-Aridi says the troops engaged in fierce fighting with IS militants. As fighting escalates in Aleppo, the United Nations warns both the Syrian government and rebel forces may be guilty of war crimes. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Rebel forces seeking to break the siege of eastern Aleppo have intensified attacks on western Aleppo, which is under Syrian government control. As a consequence, civilian casualties are mounting. The United Nations says in the past few days, more than 40 people have been killed and many injured. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lajerke says this was due to the high number of rockets indiscriminately launched by armed opposition groups on civilian areas in western Aleppo. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Civil society activists in India and Pakistan are urging the governments of both countries to de-escalate military tensions and resume peace talks. The two nations have been firing at each other over the Kashmir line of control for weeks. An independent investigation into July's political unrest in South Sudan's capital has concluded that UN military and mission personnel failed to protect civilians and aid workers. The investigation found that a lack of leadership on the part of a senior key mission personnel resulted in a chaotic and ineffective response to that violence. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states where they see as crucial to winning the November 8th presidential election. Clinton is making stops in three cities in Florida. Recent opinion polls show Trump with a 1 percentage point edge over her in that state. Trump is visiting two states Tuesday where polls for months have shown Clinton with consistent advantages, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. National surveys continue to show Clinton leading Trump by about 2 to 4 percentage points. Democrats are fighting to win enough seats to gain control of the U.S. Senate. After 6 years of Republican control, Democrats hope to regain the upper hand by winning several key races. The fate of the Senate rests in the hands of voters in six states now, three of which historically vote Republican. Amnesty International is demanding Russia immediately and unconditionally release Ildar Dadin, a anti-Kremlin protester jailed for participation in unauthorized demonstrations. In a statement Tuesday, the rights group also urged Russian authorities to investigate Dadin's allegations of torture described in a letter from prison. He alleges beatings, humiliation, and rape threats. Last December, a Moscow court sentenced him to a 3-year prison term for repeated anti-government street protests. He is the first person to be jailed using a 2014 law that punishes repeated breaches of public assembly rules. As Italy observed All Saints Day Tuesday, earthquake aftershocks again hit the central region. Thousands of people were left homeless by a 6.6 magnitude tremor that destroyed centuries-old towns on the weekend. Aftershocks were coming at a rate of several per hour. The Civil Protection Agency estimates that a total of about 100,000 people have been affected in some way by Sunday's quake. China debuted its J-20 stealth fighter Tuesday at Airshow China in the city of Zhuhai. Two of the planes made a brief appearance at the show's opening ceremonies. The planes performed a series of maneuvers and generated enough noise to set off car alarms in a nearby parking lot. The capabilities of the J-20 remain unknown. The aircraft's brief appearance Tuesday gave observers little insight into the plane's stealth, performance, or firepower capabilities. At least 13 people are dead, another 20 are missing, after an explosion at a coal mine in China's Chongqing region. The Xinhua News Agency says the explosion at the privately owned Jinshango mine happened before noon on Monday. A local official says an all-out search for the missing miners is currently underway. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.